You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
This budget feature is brought to you by SAICA, the premier accounting institute that develops highly competent accountancy professionals from a functional to a strategic level of financial management. So no increases in income taxes, a 1% cut to the corporate tax rate from 28 to 27%, reining in the deficit to just 0.8% in 3 years, that's the primary deficit. It really looks like a growth-friendly budget from the top down. I'm joined now by Mikateko Mtsetweni, who's a member of the SAICA Northern Region Tax Committee. Mkateko, from a tax practitioner's perspective, firstly, welcome. How do you view this budget?
Hi, Michael. Thank you and for having me. I think from our tax perspective, this is definitely a welcomed outcome. It is pretty much in line with what everybody hoped for, in as much as leading up to today, there was fears around potential increases, potential new taxes, and to see that the minister is well aligned with how the sentiments in the country around potential tax increases, that was good to see coming across. The other thing that was really good from a tax perspective to see come across was around strengthening SARS's capabilities, a focus on growing their enforcement capability, their effectiveness. I think that is quite important in terms of the need to obviously find that additional tax revenue to obviously supplement this big deficit that we sit with.
And I'll be chatting to Judge Dennis Davis about that that exact issue per the Davis Tax Committee's recommendations to close that tax gap. The first tranche of taxpayers have been identified, wealthy individuals, and you might be receiving a letter from SARS come April. But it is a welcome move to see resources dedicated to recapacitating SARS after so many years of being hollowed out under the former SARS Commissioner Tom Moyani, and the current Commissioner Edward Kiesewetter is doing his best in very trying circumstances. If you look at the trade-offs in this budget, and the Finance Minister has recently referred to the need to understand the role of trade-offs in policy making. You're giving, robbing Peter to pay Paul, for example. Has this budget achieved the right trade-offs for you in balancing certain elements of austerity with other elements that have to try and stimulate growth above all else in this economy?
I think there's obviously positives coming out of the budget. And in as much as as he was speaking, the minister kept emphasizing that this is not an austerity budget, there was obviously a need and a desire to obviously see tightening in terms of expenditure. There was this expectation, or at least a need to speak to the FOE, the big wage bill, and I think not enough from that front came through in the budget. So that's obviously a bit disappointing that there isn't enough coming across in terms of cuts on the expenditure front. And as far as revenue is concerned and the economy is concerned, I think some of the highlights that came through in terms of the taxes are quite helpful, and I think they'll be helpful in terms of managing that interest that big interest expense that we see coming through. The announcement of the reduced corporate tax rate is also another positive that came through, and I think that obviously goes a long way in terms of building confidence and putting at bay the risk of a downgrade. So there were things that were good, but I think there was a little bit more expected on the expenditure side.
Bit of a mixed bag. Mekateka Mtsetweni, member of the SAICA Northern Region Tax Committee, with the budget feature brought to you by SAICA, the premier accounting institute that develops highly competent accountancy professionals from a functional to a strategic level of financial management. Anne Williams has the news up next.
It's easy to lose sight of the bigger reporting picture when you're in the daily grind of keeping finances in balance. That's why you need a competent finance team to translate everyday numbers into insightful, value-adding financial reporting. For effective financial reporting, insist on AGASA, a technical accounting designation that transforms mid-tier accountants into highly skilled professionals. AGASA is accredited by SAICA. For accounting expertise that you can rely on, visit saica.co.za for more.